Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. No stories tonight. I'm just doing one off the top of my head like old school. It's been kind of a slow news day. Didn't see too much that was really exciting to go over. But I wanted to talk about kind of the end of the traditional family, end of traditional roles, and how the new modern way of, I guess you could say, society is actually in many ways a win for the men, a win for guys. So I'm going to talk first about what we lose and the bad parts, and then we get to move on to all the good parts. You know, back when you look at traditional marriages and traditional relationships, the one thing that is gone, I think, that is by far the most important is family. Being able to have a family and have it intact and kind of have it be together forever kind of thing. But if you think about it, and if I think back to my youth about a lot of kids that I went to school with, a lot of guys and gals that I went to school with, a lot of them did have divorced parents. Usually they got divorced after high school. So, but it still happened at some point. So I wanted to think about what, you know, what are the gains and what are the losses that you get with that? And right now, the only really one I can come up with is two. Number one, a homemaker, a cook, someone waiting at home for you when you get off of work, and your companionship thereafter, and having being the ability to have and raise a family. Outside of that, and those are big ones. The second one, the having the family part is pretty big. Outside of that, it's tough. Now, there are ways you can still have a family, depending on where you live and the laws, but you can still, there's foster, there's adoption, there's surrogacy. So there, those options are out there. Or you could move to a very traditionally, still, I guess you could say, a male-driven society. Poland might be a good example. They still are pretty much a kind of conservative, Christian-valued country. And people joke about Poland, but I've been to Warsaw and I've been to some of the cities out there, and it's beautiful. It reminded me a little bit where I was visiting, reminded me a little bit of kind of Paris, where they had some cafes and some restaurants where you could sit out on the main road, very wide sidewalks because everybody walks everywhere. Again, in the main city, so very clean. I really liked it, but that's as an example. Kiev might be another one, for example. But that aside, the family part is kind of what you'd lose. But what do you gain? First thing, traditional fathers were looked at as providers, right? They had to provide for the family. There's a lot of stress involved with that. I mean, you look at where I am, for example, right now. I've pretty much been unemployed for 2 years. I don't have to worry about a college fund. I don't have to worry about paying for anybody but myself, which is quite easy, really, when, again, you're a guy that doesn't have a lot of needs. It's pretty easy to go simple. But you also don't have that pressure and that stress of being the male figurehead of the family. You don't have to be the provider. You don't have to be the one in charge, which leads to kind of the next thing, which would be being faithful. You know, when you're in a long-term relationship, I've just a couple of the past two videos I've done is, you know, over time, things in the boudoir, things in the bedroom kind of die out. They kind of slow down, even more so once there are under six-year-olds involved. So, and it's one person for theoretically the rest of your life. Now you don't have that worry. I mean, men usually are very excited and happy to go out and have a choice. Well, now you can have a choice, whether, again, it's hiring a pro or whether it's short-term dating. You get choices in your life. As such, it gives us a lot to work with, which I think, again, is another big benefit. Now, again, you can be like myself, kind of going monk and not even worry about that. But should you decide to still want to be out there, you know, you can do it. And it's tougher, but is it really? I mean, when you look again back at traditional type families, people dated those in the immediate vicinity, whether that you met them in high school, whether you met them in college, whether you met them in the workplace, or whether you met them in a fun activity near you. Well, now you don't really meet them in school because everybody's gone kind of crazy in school. You shouldn't meet them in the workplace. but you can still meet them doing hobbies and other activities outside of there. But that aside, it gives you more choices. The other thing is that, you know, as a father figure or a father, you had to be very self-sacrificing for the family. You might give up a promotion because you can't move because you have a home and you have your family and they're attending school locally, right? You have to sacrifice some of your activities. For example, me going out and buying a motorcycle. I wouldn't be able to do that as a father of a family because what if I hurt myself? Or furthermore, that money could be used towards education for the kids, retirement fund for them, something. I don't have to worry about that anymore. I can kind of do as I please, and if I do something that's a little crazy or dangerous, no big deal. Again, that's on me. So I don't have to make any sacrifices in my choices or in my decisions for my life. I can do as I please. And if I do something that's detrimental, it's only detrimental to me. It's not detrimental to the family, right? Another thing is, I wrote all these down, is hobbies. Another thing you don't have to worry about is giving up any hobbies. My hobbies, now again, some guys have made a little fun of me because I'm a 45-year-old that still likes to jump online and play games. But I'm a video gamer. It's what I like. It may not be your thing. You may think of it whatever you wish, but for me, there's nothing better than maybe firing up for 30 minutes or an hour to play games. I don't get to recently because I work on my bus all day and then I come in and do videos. But, you know, taking a couple of minutes and playing a game here and there is still kind of fun. I ride motorcycle. I go to the gym. I like running long distances and training for ultra marathons. I swim ultra marathons. I have plenty of activities so that any part there's a downtime. If it's nice weather, I can ride the motorcycle. If it's drizzling or raining a little bit, I can be in the garage working out. There's always something that can be done. So there's no more giving up your hobbies. And to go with that, there's no more nagging about it. There's no complaints. There's no, I don't like how this is. I don't like this decorate. Let's repaint this room. We need to do this. We need to do that. This is the third day in a row you've decided to eat pizza. You can do whatever you want. You don't have to worry about giving that up. But you do have to learn how to cook. But to be quite frank, having a homemaker to make my dinner versus me getting to cook for myself, I actually call that a win. Why? Because I get to have what I want for dinner every single night. Some nights I feel like having something simple. I might make myself a sub or, you know, again, order a pizza or something like that. Have a can of soup, whatever. Again, as guys, we don't have to be too fancy. But I've also made my own cheesecake and made a reduction sauce out of raspberries with a little bit of lime juice and made my own cheesecake. You know, again, I can do whatever I want. If I'm in the mood to cook and I feel like making something fancy, I can, and I know how much I can make leftover and freeze, whatever, right? So you get it. It's not necessarily a down thing. You just have to learn how to cook. Or if you're not interested, you know, you don't have to worry about it. And the other thing that's good is you don't really have to grow up. You know, as a father figure, there was the expectation of you go to high school, you go to college, you get a good degree, you make a good income, you work hard to get up the financial ladder, again, so you could afford the family, have a bigger home, be well-to-do, make sure you could keep up with the Joneses, have a nice family vehicle, and make sure you have enough for retirement for both of you, also to be able to financially help the rest of your family should they need it. That's gone now. So, you know, and again, I use myself as an example because I'm the only example I can think of, but for my friends that have to provide for a family, they couldn't decide to go hiking around the world like I did. They couldn't decide to make and build a bus and live in a bus and drive around the country. I only need to make enough to cover my needs and maybe put a little bit away for retirement. I don't have anyone else to worry about. Now, a lot of this, you notice I say no one else to worry about, no one else to think of. So yes, it is very isolating. But once you've gotten comfortable, you know, the young man that wrote me asked for some advice the other day about wasn't really happy about himself and wanted to have a girlfriend or family to be happy. That will not make you happy. The only way you're ever going to be happy in life is if you're happy by yourself. If you're happy by yourself, you'll find, and I forget who said it, I've seen it, Keanu Reeves supposedly said this, or other single actors have said this, that that, and Jim Carrey, I think, was another one, if you look up the memes. But it's basically that once you get comfortable being by yourself, it's they say it's dangerous because you start realizing how much you enjoy it and that you don't require other people to fulfill anything for you. I mean, if you think about it, oftentimes you'll hear, well, I want friends because I want companionship. I want conversation. I don't really need companionship beyond my dog. I don't need conversation much between what I have here, you know, again, whether it's online in Discord with some friends or here doing a video and then me replying to some of your comments. That's enough conversation for me. I'm good with that. What else do I need? I don't need anything else, really. I find multiple ways to enjoy my time. So, you know, to kind of sum things up, I'll leave it kind of simple, is that in so many ways, the society has said in the past, hey, there's a lot of weight on your shoulders, guys, and you need to live up to this. You need to provide. You need to get married. You need to have a family, so on and so forth. But if you don't, now it's okay. As a matter of fact, it's becoming the norm of being single for both men and women. So now that we don't have that pressure on us, we don't have to worry about it. The other thing, too, is oftentimes, and you've seen many of my videos, and I'll read articles that are putting down guys or trying to shame them or saying that, you know, men bad, women yay, whatever. But if society is going to look down upon us, we can do one of two things. Well, or maybe one of three things. We can complain about it, which we do. I mean, let's be honest. Get the news out there. We have some laughs. Other times I complain about it. I'm good at that. Number two, we can ignore it and just kind of say, it is what it is. Or number three, and this is the way that I kind of look at it, is we embrace it. I no longer have all that pressure. I no longer have the expectations. The whole world says that I am not a productive member of society, that I am bad, that I'm not needed. Well, great. Then that leaves me to do whatever I want, however I want, whenever I want, and no one really cares. And so to me, I find this very liberating. So maybe as we go forward for the rest of this year and maybe even onward for a little while, I'll still do my articles about making fun of stuff and calling people out for their crap. But think of it as maybe something that's positive for us, that it's now given us the freedom. You know, before, I think in a traditional relationship, the guys were the providers and women got to, if a woman wanted to work, she got to work. If a woman wanted to stay home and be a mom, she could do that. If she wanted to further her education, she could do that. If she just wanted to go have mimosas and hang out with her friends after she maybe did a little bit of laundry and got dinner prepped for that night, she could do that. That's really the real freedom. The women had all the freedom. We didn't. Well, now it's actually reversed, if you think about it. Now women are pretty much, they're forced to work. They have to go get a job to support themselves. They have to get an education. They have to, if they want to be a parent, they have to now provide for that. And yes, they get it from the guy, and yes, they get it from the government. But if you're not the one that's siring the young ones, then it's not you that's on the hook for, yes, your taxes are, but taxes are a part of life. That's not going to go away. So all of a sudden, all that weight is lifted off the guys. And now, if I work a 9-to-5 job, and I make enough to make me comfortable, and I can live the lifestyle that I like, and for some of us, that's much higher than it is for others. I've lived the high lifestyle, and it wasn't for me because it just felt like a lot of work for very little return. Or the rest of us can kind of live a little closer to the ground level and not worry about having to make so much, but we live much simpler. Well, now it means you can work a full-time job, or you might be able to work a couple part-time jobs or whatever. But outside of that, now if you want to sleep in, you can sleep in. You want to get up early to go to the gym or work out in the afternoon. There's no running to soccer practice. There's no errands to run for anyone else. There's no repainting the bedroom and decorating this and doing this. And all of a sudden your entire place, I mean, this doesn't really count because I'm renting a place right now at the moment. But in my own place, I decorate it how I want throughout the whole place. So it very much is a lot of brown leather, bookshelves, you know, it looks like a 1950s lounge. That's kind of how I like it. But there's no more giving up anything. And so I guess maybe my comment would be, look at everything that's happening now and just understand that it's a release valve on the pressure of guys. We're no longer under any pressure. We're not appreciated. We're not wanted. We're not required to man up, as it were. So now we can do whatever we want. Guys, let me know what you think. I mean, are you kind of the same mind? Are you now enjoying things as they're a little bit more relaxed and a little bit easier in society for us? Or do you wish things would go back to the way they were? And if they did go back to the way they were, do you really get everything that you want? Or do you end up giving up so much for something that really is so little? Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below, and thank you for those that have. I really appreciate it. And of course, as always, like, comment, share. Make sure you're subscribed and go check out some of my older stuff, because nothing's time sensitive and that supports me probably best of all. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, sometimes you just got to find the positive out of the negative. Thank you.